Hey everyone, welcome to episode 98 of the Slice of Healthcare podcast. I'm your host, Jared Taylor. On today's episode, we have Varun Goyal, the co-founder and CEO at Illuminate Health. Without further ado, let's bring him on. Thanks so much for joining me on the Slice of Healthcare podcast. How are you today?
Doing good, Jared. How about you?
Doing well. We're finally in 2021.
And, hard to imagine.
it was a hell of a year, right? And it'll be interesting to see what this year has in store for all of us.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think things are starting to look up with vaccinations and everything else. So definitely optimistic.
Yeah, I actually started having some relatives, that are elderly that are getting on the list. Family members that are obviously in the healthcare space are moving forward with it. So yeah, we're making progress. I still think we have some ways to go in 2021, but we're looking up now. We weren't this way a couple months ago, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the rollout has been a little bit slow, just because it's not been centralized, but I think once the retail pharmacies are starting to get their hands on the vaccines, I mean, it's going to start going. So I think a couple of months down, it'll be a completely different story is the way I'm thinking through it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, here's to looking forward to that.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to have you on the podcast. I know we spoke a little ways back before the holidays and excited to learn more about you and the company. I think we should dive right into it. If you could tell the audience a little bit about yourself, that'd be great.
Sure. Yeah. And thanks for having me. Really enjoy your show. I've caught a couple of episodes recently and it's really informative. I'm an engineer by background and so total computer geek, even went back to school for a master's in computer science and spent a large amount of my career in enterprise software, working for Oracle, just learning about customer needs, delivering on solutions, and then went to business school for healthcare, got passionate about healthcare, just working in different industries, it seemed like healthcare was such a puzzle that needed solving. And then especially with the tech background, I figured, hey, healthcare is at least a decade behind in tech adoption. And so maybe I can have an impact there. So I've been working in healthcare the last decade or so since business school, mix of medical device, revenue cycle, and then got passionate about consumer health. Just based on personal experiences, healthcare is personal to all of us. And that's what got me to start Illuminate Health.
So you just gave us a great kind of how about you and how things started. So that was really your why, right? Like, I'd love to go into the how and the what now a little bit more to talk about the company. How do you currently operate today?
Yeah, so what we decided to do is start with the consumer, the patient, and really figure out what is it that, would help them. And so our mission became, to enable just safe medication management in the home environment where majority of care takes place. So to that end, we looked at the different pain points that consumers or patients have. And what we realized is, yes, medication safety, which is what my personal premise was for getting into this, is a challenge, but more so is health literacy, where close to 90% of the American population does not understand medical jargon. And so that's kind of what we decided to focus on and really, build a technology solution to give them the tools and knowing when and how they need to be taking their medications and having that comfort that the meds are safe for them. And then just access to clinicians, especially pharmacists being top of mind. So that's really how we decided to build our technology platform and take a comprehensive approach to that. In terms of how we operate, we've done a couple of use case validations over the course of time. So apart from the beta testing, we've done a formal pilot in the hospital environment to help us validate that our medication management platform can be optimized for one disease state to go deep into disease management, if you will. And that was addiction recovery. So helping substance use disorder patients, that jived really well with our philosophy in general from a public health perspective. connected with the opioid crisis and just us wanting to kind of help people. And then the other area that I'm also as equally excited now about is really the digital pharmacy space. You know, so that's really exploded, right? Last year, people stopped going into their pharmacies, and that's when the mail order pharmacies, you know, really took up. We saw lots of new players. Amazon Pharmacy had a big announcement. So really the way, you know, we're leveraging our platform there is to enable pharmacies and pharmacists to really engage with patients. So taking a medication optimization approach to helping people, whether it's with behavioral health or chronic disease, is kind of the way we are operating.
What are some of the things that you're most looking forward to now that we're in 2021 with the business? And I guess you could also share some things personally, right? Just with the state of healthcare as it is today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as I think I'm, you know, decently impressed by how, I guess, the world came together from a vaccination perspective, you know, developing the different vaccines we have out there. You know, obviously room for improvement there. But I think what was really interesting going through this pandemic last year is it helped us accelerate the adoption of telehealth, you know, which should have been a no-brainer to start with, but finally, you know, people just realize the value, whether it's from a business perspective, but more so personal perspective. You know, now everything I try and do, whether for myself or kids, you know, is virtual. You know, that way I don't have to drive to the doctor's office, wait in a waiting room, and so on, right? It's a 20-minute affair as compared to a 2-hour affair. So I think adoption of telehealth is really exciting. And I think it was great to see, you know, Medicare reimbursing for that. And then Medicaid following shortly. And now, you know, Seema Verma and everyone has really, you know, doubled down on it, that it's here to stay, which is fantastic. I think what's going to be interesting going into this year is where in 2020, everyone scrambled to adopt a video consult solution, right? And now they're starting to look at virtual care in terms of the care continuum. You know, what do we do now to kind of not just do the episodic video consult, but even the ongoing care management? And which is where what we do comes, you know, plays in really nicely. So I think that's part of what I'm excited about going into 2021.
Perfect. Yeah. No, it should be an exciting year all around. I look forward to continuing to see the continued progress that we make as a society. We'll see where we're at, but what else is there anything else in terms of your business that you're looking forward to as we go through the next couple months, I guess?
Yeah, I think what you know, what we're really been tracking is, I think, the role of a pharmacist. You know, I think there's thankfully finally been a push to get them provider status, depending on the state, so that they can go from purely dispensing pills to truly do what they enjoy doing, which is helping patients with their medications, you know, deliver clinical services. So that's going to be a big focus for us as well in leveraging our technology platform to help them do that. And I think, you know, now that they'll have provider status over time, I think the reimbursement is going to follow as well. So I think that's going to be exciting to see. You know, and of course, multidisciplinary care teams already see the value of having pharmacists on board. And if we as Illuminate can provide some automation in that area, you know, some convenience, better data, whether it's, you know, being in touch with the patient, you know, doing a consult to, you know, medication reconciliation. I think those are kinds of the things that we'll focus in on. Like I said, you know, kind of taking that medication optimization view to helping people with chronic conditions or behavioral health.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, where can people learn more about the company?
Yeah, so our website, for sure, illuminate.health. You know, obviously, folks can email me directly, you know, vg@illuminate.health, or find me on LinkedIn. So yeah, happy to talk to pharmacies, health plans, and, you know, risk-bearing provider organizations, and really get into how we can partner on delivering a comprehensive virtual care strategy.
Perfect. Well, I look forward to staying in touch with you and continuing to see the progress that Illuminate.health is making. I wish you a very successful 2021 and beyond, and look forward to, you know, continuing the conversation.
Sounds good, Jared. Thank you so much. Really enjoyed it.
Hey, everyone. I wanted to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Block Health. Block Health is building the ecosystem of healthcare solutions and services to power the future of healthcare. Through Block Health, healthcare professionals and organizations can use their credentialing data for more. They can use the platform to store their credentialing and licensing related documents, fill out a smart common application that can be used to order multiple different services like provider enrollment, state license registration, state license renewals, and much more. To learn more about Block Health, please go to www.blochealth.com. Thank you to everyone that listened to this week's episode of the Slice of Healthcare podcast. If you'd like to check out more of our podcasts, we're available on all the major podcast channels. And you can check us out on our website, www.sliceofhealthcare.com. And that'll have all of our past guests on there. You can see our sponsors, and you can learn more about actually becoming a guest. Thanks, and look forward to another episode next week.